And I think the focus on creativity and self-expression and developing a sense of belonging, those are all like very important for the development of the whole child.
Welcome to season two of Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branchy Minds, featuring prominent leaders, subject matter experts, and thought innovators with their perspectives on the current challenges facing K-12 education. I'm your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branchy Minds team, here to lead conversations with educational leaders and experts, and to shine a light on phenomenal educators and those that are on a mission to transform our schools and the lives of students. Maybe you've been listening for a while, or this is your first episode. If you like what you hear, would you do us a favor by rating and reviewing us on iTunes? This is a fantastic way to tell us you enjoy what we are creating. Also, if you want more MTSS resources, sign up for our weekly newsletter using the link in the show notes. Countless studies have been done over the years showing the impact of arts and music and elective classes on students' academic, social, emotional, and behavioral outcomes. Since a core idea of MTSS is to meet the needs of the whole child, we can't ignore how arts and elective classes and their teachers play a vital role in supporting students.
My guest today on the podcast is a colleague of mine, Lindsay McCants, who, like myself, Lindsay helps create a lot of MTSS content here at Branchy Minds. And Lindsay and I chat about this topic often, but we talk about the electives and the arts. And we also talk about it in the context of how that plays into MTSS. So, Lindsay, welcome, first of all.
Thank you. I'm really glad to be here. As you know, I have many a hot take around this subject, and I'm fired and ready to go.
So. Awesome. Well, so Lindsay, from your perspective as a former theater student and participant in the arts, as in your experience, what is your bold take on the role of the arts and elective classes in the development of the whole child?
Mm-hmm. Well, as a former theater student, which makes me, the perfect expert on this subject, I really do think those spaces offer amazing opportunities for students to learn how to like work with their creativity. And like, obviously that is just like a very essential skill in life, especially in my opinion. And like arts and elective classes also offer like very safe spaces for students to not be as serious, so to speak, which to me like helps them develop their like sense of self-expression. And not to mention, they also offer like a sense of belonging that students, I feel like, can struggle to feel in other classes, like the core academic classes. And I think the focus on creativity and self-expression and developing a sense of belonging, those are all like very important for the development of the whole child. And again, from my experience, while I didn't actively know it at the time, being in drama class year to year was very, very instrumental in learning how to express myself and learning how to work with my own creativity, and really offered me a sense of belonging and a sense of shared responsibility as well. And also very much shout out to Miss Swain, my trauma teacher. She herded a lot of cats in my day. So yeah, she's a good one though.
Well, I think you brought up a really good point, because something we've talked about on this podcast and we talk about within MTSS a lot is that sense of belonging, right? And how that that part of the social emotional journey and students' mental health and their like sense of belonging to a community can really impact their educational experience, right? It impacts whether they feel safe to learn, right? Or they're safe in a place like in school, and if they don't feel safe, they probably won't learn as well as if they did. And so that providing a place of belonging for students who, a shared interest like the arts, like whether it be music or band or theater or an art class or even just another kind of, or journalism, I think. I'm trying to think of elective classes off the top of my head, but all of those like students having that shared experience in learning something new, or whether it be putting on a performance or putting together a piece of music, all of that is contributive to whether they feel like they belong to people, right? And you talk about that shared responsibility. That kind of bonding experience is really important for students, right? And we're talking maybe a little elective classes secondary and up, but I think that happens in elementaries too, right? In PE and music and arts classes and even some of the kind of computer classes. I don't know. They have all kinds of crazy new electives that maybe I didn't experience growing up, like STEM classes and robotics and different things like that. But that to me is like that shared experience is really powerful for a student's sense of belonging. Mm-hmm. Often those might be the only reason kids come to school as well.
No, completely agree. I don't know, like looking back at my own experience, how I did feel like a strong sense of belonging in that, you know, in my theater class, in my drama class, where in the other classes, in a way I did feel like I was learning and that was really important. But I just felt like, I don't mean this in a bad way, but a little bit of a robot, right? Like I'm there to learn these essential skills I need to learn to be successful in life. But in this other class, I'm able to like be more warm and open up and show myself for who I am and, you know, interact with other, you know, classmates in a way too, as well. We have this shared experience, which creates this shared sense of belonging. And I think it's, you know, especially my experience was very instrumental in my experience in high school.
Yeah. Well, and that connectedness of something I recently talked with a guest on the podcast about attendance and how if students don't feel connected to a school community, they're more likely to not be like, come to school as often or miss more school. And so that sense of connectedness, right? If you're putting on a theater production and kids know that other people are depending on me to show up, that's really important. That really can help bring them to school when maybe they may not, you know, they may find easy excuses to miss school. And so all of that is contributive to a student's success. And you're right. There's a lot of times where it does feel a little robotic or like cold. I think learning, you know, because it's very scripted or very lined out of students learn this great, you know, and I think that electives and arts classes have a lot more flexibility to be responsive to students' interests and even provide them with a place to be creative and to learn some different types of life skills. Other than reading and writing, like those, some of that's where the soft skills often come in. Right. And, you know, we talk about this in the workplace a lot. And I talk about with people, you know, about job skills that you have that aren't necessarily about, you know, learning a certain software or whatever. Some of it is just learning how to work with other people, that, right? We interview people for our team and we ask them how they communicate with people, how, what do you do when the conflict arises? And so, I think those can all be all learned in elective classes and reinforced as well too. Yeah.
No, I completely agree. Especially as well with like soft skills and even as it applies to our roles in a way where it's like, you know, with creating content for MTSS and like what we do on the team, those are very essential skills, like our creativity skills that maybe we learned in other, even if it's like band or theater or whatever, like I feel like they still develop this level of soft skills that's really important to even use in your professional life later on that you wouldn't necessarily think at the time as a student, I'm going to use this when I develop content around MTSS later, you know what I mean? But it, like the creativity and the, I don't know, the sort of investment you have in those electives, I feel like definitely carries on in ways that it's almost impossible to fully map, you know what I mean?
Well, and, you know, often with MTSS, we talk about the whole child and, you know, mental health and behavioral and social emotional is a big factor in a student's success. And something I was thinking about in elective classes, you learn how to overcome things that you like that may be harder, right? Like learning a skill or even I'm thinking about putting on a theater production, right? There's a lot of challenges and blockers in those things of, you know, learning your lines or figuring out a way to make a costume change happen really fast. Mm-hmm. Like different things that students learn that resilience through, you know, through challenges or overcoming challenges in a different way than they may, you know, that can translate. That skill is being built to be able to then for students in a math class or a reading class or science, you know, to overcome a challenge that they have. And so it's a provides another avenue for students to learn some of those things. I even think about learning to work with people you don't necessarily like, right? That conversation that I've had with students of like, hey, I know you may not like to work with this partner or with this group member, but sometimes you have to learn to work with people you don't necessarily like. And sometimes that can happen, that can be reinforced in elective classes as well.
I just wanted to interrupt to share another MTSS hero shout out. Again, MTSS heroes are those educators that work so hard to support students and teachers within the MTSS process. Today, I wanted to highlight Emily from Bedford City Schools in Ohio. She is a school psychologist who co-leads the MTSS work in her schools. Her colleague Rebecca shares that she finds her compassion and instincts are rivaling her knowledge and understanding of the MTSS process. She is so grateful for the opportunity to work with her and learn from her. Thank you for your work, Emily. We celebrate you. Now, back to our conversation.
Okay, I wanted to ask, you mentioned, you talk about creativity, and I think I love to think about creativity a lot as sort of a creative person, but in what ways do you think that these classes can foster creativity, critical thinking, and emotional intelligence? I think we touched a little bit on this, but is there anything else you wanted to add to that?
Especially, you know, with emotional intelligence, I feel like these classes teach students different ways of self-expression, like with their inner world and with their emotions. And in terms of like creativity, you know, they are really applying a different muscle that I think is just as important as strengthening, say, their reading and math skills. And as well, definitely like these classes offer a critical lens of like critical thinking, so to speak, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's a different lens, and I think it really depends on the specific art or elective class. But to give you like a personal example, like as a theater student, I learned to think critically about human behavior, human expression, human motivation, and like when engaging in improv exercises or when playing different characters, and also about like the intricate little pieces involved in putting on a show. Like, what was my role in that? How can I work best with my classmates and my team to successfully put on, you know, the show? But also, spoiler alert, most of it was my drama teacher herding cats a little bit, so to speak. But no matter what, it still offered me, as you know, a young adult slash teenager, a shared sense of responsibility in a big creative project that I hadn't learned, honestly, like previously in other places in school. I mean, obviously, I work on group projects for different things, but they're not as grand as something like this. So yeah, it just definitely offered me a way of like working with my creativity, a shared sense of responsibility. And also, I would not have thought critically about, you know, human behavior before this class. You know, they don't necessarily, at least in my experience in high school, they didn't have a class on human behavior. You know what I mean? So it just, it's a different lens. And it's, in my opinion, just as important as the, you know, the skills you build in like, say, math or reading.
Yeah. Well, and I also think as a former theater director or for my middle school theater club, one of the things I have this distinct memory of a show that a lot of my students were not prepared for. And I was like, they wanted to cancel it. And I said, well, we have it scheduled and people are going to show up. And so we're going to put it on. And it wasn't their best. But at the end, we reflected about it. And one girl goes, man, I feel like if we had taken those rehearsals seriously, or if we had, like, I wish I would have worked harder about memorizing my lines. Because, like, if you don't say your one line, that other person isn't cued to do their thing. And so we taught this huge conversation about consequences of, like, when you make decisions, how that impacts other people. And that kind of experience, right? Like, you know, as students grow, the level of consequences to their choices kind of grows, right? You know, like I think that's said somewhere, but, and I think that in that it's a microcosm or like a sort of a, they're learning it at the micro level. So when it comes to life at the macro level, they're learning some of those key life skills. And I just feel like that without those kinds of classes, without those kinds of experiences, students' educational experience isn't as robust, or even, you know, I feel like we ignore part of the whole child if we don't talk enough about these electives and arts classes. So, Lindsay, we could probably talk about this for an hour long, but I just really appreciate you coming and just chatting a little bit about these elective classes. And I know we have some resources that we talk a little bit about that on our website. So we'll share that with the audience. But Lindsay, anything, any last tidbits or shout outs you want to take to your drama teacher? I was like, who's my drama teacher I want to shout out to, or band teacher, or whoever.
No, but if Miss Swaim doesn't end up listening to this, just know that she's the bomb and that she had a big impact on my life as a teenager / young adult, that I still, you know, carry to this day of the effects it had on me in such a good way.
Yeah. So. And she was probably your safe adult, right? Like those, those teachers are often that, a trusted adult for students who need someone, who need a safe place. And, I'm going to shout out to all of those teachers that are doing that work, or those theater, or band directors, or music choir teachers, or,
most definitely.
Yeah. Yes. All of those different people. So, but thanks for being here.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed this.
Thanks for listening to Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds. Go ahead and subscribe to our feed wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget, if you are enjoying our content, would you do us a favor and rate and review our podcasts on iTunes? This helps others find our podcasts and lets us know how much you love what we're creating. Branching Minds is an educational technology company using learning sciences and technology to help districts effectively personalize learning through MTSS. To learn more about us, check out our website, branchingminds.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn @branchingminds.